Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. 14 people were rescued from two separate flooded caves in Jackson County on Sunday. That after heavy rainfall caused rapidly rising water levels. Jackson County EMA reports more than 7 inches of rain fell in parts of the county, leading to widespread flooding and dangerous conditions. The first rescue happened at Mother's Finest Cave near Stevenson. Emergency crews responded there just after 3 p.m., rescued one person who'd become trapped by the rising water. No injuries reported there. A second and larger rescue took place at Tumbling Rock Cave. 13 people became trapped after floodwaters cut off access routes. Responders faced flooded roads and difficult conditions while reaching the scene. Before additional rescue teams arrived, officers with the Hollywood Police Department had helped 5 people out of the cave. Specialized cave and rescue and swift water rescue teams from several agencies assisted in safely removing the remaining individuals, all without injury. Jackson County EMA Director Joshua Whitcomb praised the coordinated response, noting that the rescues required cooperation among multiple agencies and specialized teams during rapidly changing conditions. Emergency officials reminding the public not to enter caves during or after heavy rainfall to avoid flooded roadways, low water crossings, and other flood-prone areas. Water levels can continue to rise even after rainfall has ended. Also in Jackson County, a portion of Old Larkinsville Road has been closed following the weekend flooding. Flooding at the Roseberry Creek Bridge damaged the bridge structure and created hazardous conditions for motorists. The closure affects 1845 through 2025 Old Larkinsville Road near the Hall's Deer Processing location. Motorists traveling through the area are being asked to use alternate routes until the roadway can be safely reopened. City crews are assessing the damage and evaluating repair options following the flooding event. In Dade County, officials are continuing to work on the fiscal year 27 budget. Commissioners preparing for public preview and final adoption before the new fiscal year begins July 1st. Budget development started in March as County Executive Don Townsend, Chief Financial Officer Rebecca Jones, and department heads reviewed funding requests, operational needs, projected expenses, and anticipated revenues for the coming year. During last week's Board of Commissioners meeting, Jones presented the first draft of the proposed budget, noting that it remains a working document and will continue to be refined as updated financial information becomes available. Current projections show an estimated budget shortfall of about $700,000. Officials say much of that is tied to a projected 21% increase in employee health insurance costs, along with rising fuel prices and higher contracted service expenses. Commissioners will continue reviewing budget recommendations and revenue projections over the coming weeks. The next major step in the process will be a public hearing on Thursday, the 18th, 10 a.m. at the Dade County Admin Building. Residents will have an opportunity to review the proposed budget and provide comments before commissioners consider final adoption. A special called meeting just for that is on Tuesday, June 30th at 10 a.m. If approved, the new budget will take effect on July 1st. Dade County Commissioner Melissa Bradford recently discussed a potential partnership that could bring glass recycling to the Trenton Drop-Off Center. County officials say the program's success would depend on community participation. At least 50 residents must express interest in the service before the project can move forward. To help determine demand, Dade County has launched a public survey and is encouraging residents who would use a local glass recycling program to participate. Commissioner Bradford noted that if the program is successful, it could potentially lead to additional recycling opportunities in the future. Residents are encouraged to complete the survey and share the information with friends, family members, and neighbors who they think might be interested in glass recycling locally. Motorists on Lookout Mountain in Walker County should prepare for detours and delays today and tomorrow as GDOT conducts emergency repairs on State Route 157. It's closed at the intersection with State Route 136 through tomorrow to allow crews to repair a damaged pipe in the area. Drivers traveling northbound on 157 will be detoured onto 136, then routed north onto 189 before reconnecting with 157. GDOT expects the emergency repairs to be finished by tomorrow afternoon, with normal traffic patterns resuming once that work is finished. Motorists are encouraged to follow the posted detours, reduce speeds in the work zone, and allow extra time while traveling across Lookout Mountain. The Atlanta Braves back in action tonight. They begin a 3-game road series against the Chicago White Sox. Airtime 6:25, first pitch 7:40. We'll have it all on your 30-year home of the Atlanta Braves, Classic Hits, KWIN. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.